as people gathered in the Ketchikan International Airport's baggage claim area awaiting the start of the dedication, Ketchikan musician Dave Rubin provided entertainment. All were there to celebrate the work of artist Ricardo Verquez. Kathleen Light is executive director of the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. She thanked those who made the event possible and congratulated Verquez. She says the art piece will play a significant role in the community.
We are so proud of Ricardo, we're so proud of his work, and we're so proud of the borough for making this possible to have in our airport and to welcome our guests as they come in, but also to welcome the community of Ketchikan as we come home and get to see what we remind ourselves, what we look like, and why we love to live here.
Before presenting Verquez's piece, Borough Mayor David Landis spoke about some of the art previously installed at the airport. One is a set of panels carved in 1973 and 1975 by Ketchikan artist Nathan Jackson. Landis says this was Jackson's first commissioned public art piece.
When we came over on the airport ferry, I was talking to Mr. Ricardo Verquez, who, of course, painted this art. And he said that this was his first commissioned piece to be publicly owned as well. So he's following along in Nathan's capable footsteps there, for sure.
Landis then spoke about Verquez's piece entitled My World. The set of five panels was painted in October 2016 as part of an exhibit at the Arts Council's Main Street Gallery. Verquez began with blank canvases and over the course of the month painted a panoramic of Ketchikan's waterfront.
Mr. Verquez spent every last minute of the month working on this at the location of the Main Street Gallery. Visitors came to watch as he painted and to ask questions. Mr. Burquez's decision to paint the waterfront of Ketchikan came out of his love for the people and the environment of Ketchikan.
Burquez was born in Tijuana, Mexico, and came to Alaska in 1998 to fish. He worked in the fishing industry in Kodiak and Ketchikan, and after sustaining a back injury, decided to retire in Ketchikan and make the first city his home. Landis says Burquez painted and created sculptures his entire life, but it wasn't until after his injury that he decided to focus on painting.
Mr. Burquez's work can be seen throughout Ketchikan in private businesses and in homes. However, as I mentioned before, My World is Mr. Burquez's first work to be owned by a public entity.
Landis says the painting was added to the borough's art collection in July of this year. Verquez says he did not prepare anything to say. He thanked those in attendance and those who wanted to attend but were unable to. Verquez acknowledged Arts Council staff, the city and borough, and Ketchikan artist Ray Troll.
I have to mention my padrino, Ray Troll, who forced me to come to sign for exhibition. And this is something I'm going to remember with a great, great joy.
A padrino is one's godfather or patron. In closing, Verquez asked people to think of those affected by recent disasters, including those in his home country of Mexico that was devastated by earthquakes.
Because I have a lot of followers from my country, and right now is it, you know all the disasters, the natural disasters, as our brother's countries do, and I just ask for everybody to a little think.
Travelers to and from the Ketchikan International Airport can view My World in the baggage claim area, along with other art pieces throughout the building.